The reading for today is from Luke's Gospel, the 19th chapter, beginning at verse 1. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. And there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. And he was seeking to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not because he was small of stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was about to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all grumbled, "He has gone in to be the guest of a man who is a sinner." And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, since he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." Thus far the text. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, these are your words. Make us holy through the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Be seated. If I were to say Zacchaeus was a, how would you finish that line? Now, I don't know if it's all that popular today, but when I was a kid in Sunday school, we loved singing that song, mainly because it gave us a chance to be really noisy. Because when we came to that line, "Zacchaeus, you come down," we would try and shout out loud enough to where the adults would get upset with us, as if Jesus would really have been yelling at Zacchaeus. Poor Zacchaeus. In many people's minds, he's only known as that wee little man, as if shortness were his finest quality. But how did Jesus see Zacchaeus? Let's look at a few options. Jesus definitely saw him as a wee little man. He was short. Luke says he was small of stature. And in reality, that physical quality of Zacchaeus proved to be pretty important in this particular account. If he hadn't been short, he wouldn't have climbed up into that sycamore tree to see the Lord. If he hadn't climbed up in the tree, maybe the Lord wouldn't have seen him. And if the Lord hadn't seen him, he wouldn't have told him to come down and go to his house because he was going to have a special guest for dinner. And if he hadn't gone to Zacchaeus' house, then he wouldn't have had the chance to tell him some really great news. So the fact that Zacchaeus was vertically challenged was important on this particular day. But Jesus didn't only see Zacchaeus as a short man. He also saw him as a rich man. Luke says that he was a chief tax collector. That means that he had a lot of other tax collectors working under him. They were the ones who would actually go out and collect up all of the monies for the Roman government or for their own pockets. Tax collectors as a whole were viewed by the Jews as traitorous cheats. And they were lumped in with all of the other notorious sinners. But was Zacchaeus really all that bad, or did he just have a bad reputation? Was someone who spent most of his time thinking about money and fancy houses and lavish clothes and incredible food and all sorts of creature comforts and ways to get more and more and more all that bad? Now, about whom am I speaking? Couldn't we apply what I just said to ourselves? We greedy people who obsess about how much money we make, or how nice our houses are or should be, or what kind of car we drive, or what sort of fancy clothes we wear, or how flashy our jewelry is, or how much better we are than that derelict beggar on the street who obviously has nothing. If money and material things are at the forefront of your thoughts, you're not going to be looked at by Jesus very favorably. He said, "It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." And if you don't enter the kingdom of God, there's only one other kingdom to which you can gain access, and that would be the kingdom of Satan, hell itself. Now, it's safe to say that we fit into that category of people who deserve to go to the kingdom of hell, whether it's for our sins of greed and obsessing about material things or whatever other sins. Whatever we tend to think more about, whatever we put a lot of time and energy into, whatever we obsess about, all of that gets in the way of God. And Jesus looks at it as sin. And what about Zacchaeus? Did the fact that he was rich mean that Jesus saw him as a sinful man? No, but what he had been doing with his riches was evidence of him being a sinful man. And that's what Zacchaeus came to realize. We're not told the conversation that Zacchaeus and Jesus had when they got to his house, but obviously something had taken place. Zacchaeus had obviously repented of his sin and then trusted in Jesus for the forgiveness of those sins. And we know that because of what Zacchaeus was willing to do. He said, "Lord, I'll give up half of my goods and give them to the poor. I'll repay anyone that I've cheated fourfold." Obviously, a major change had taken place in the life of Zacchaeus. Now, the lesson for us here is not that we're supposed to go and sell everything we have, take a vow of poverty, and then go out and live in the desert as a hermit. Although living in the desert right now doesn't sound too bad. But are there things getting in between you and your Lord right now? Maybe there are material things that you spend way too much time thinking about. Maybe there's a certain person in your life that takes up way too much space in your brain. Maybe you obsess about your grades. You can't stop thinking about your GPA. If it's in the way, if your relationship with your Lord is affected by it, get rid of it. Now, granted, that's much easier for me to stand here and say than it is for us actually to do. We know that we have a daily battle on our hands, a battle against sin and temptation. And we know that many times we lose that battle. We give in to sin. We give in to temptation. But the same Lord who forgives your sin when you do lose that battle is the same one who came to this earth and took on the devil. And he took on his weapons of sin and death. And by his life and death and resurrection, defeated them once and for all. He won the victory. He won the victory not just for one battle, but he won the entire war. And that victory that he has won is also your victory, as he gives it to you through faith. So Jesus doesn't just look at you as sinful. He also looks at you, as he looked at Zacchaeus, as a son. He called Zacchaeus in the text a son of Abraham. And he made that particular designation for the benefit of the Jews who were grumbling that Jesus was eating in the house of a tax collector. Son of Abraham was another way of saying that Zacchaeus was a true son of God, an heir of the kingdom, one of God's chosen people. He was one for whom the Lord had come to save. The Son of Man came to seek and save the lost, Jesus said. Now, you do realize that that includes you, right? In your sin, you fall far short of being able to live up to the perfect standards that God puts before you, causing you to sin, causing you to be seen as sinful. But Jesus doesn't just come to your house. He invites you to his house and brings you to his house where he speaks words of comfort and encouragement and forgiveness. How does Jesus see you? He sees you as one of his own. Rejoice in your status as a child, as a son of the Son of Man, Jesus Christ himself. Amen.